brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, and the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 1, and then verses 4 to 6. Isaiah 45, 1, and then 4 to 6. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him, and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob my servant, of Israel my chosen one, I have called you by name, giving you a title though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. Let me just interject here, brothers and sisters, that Cyrus was the one to allow the Jews to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. So he's quite a well-known figure in the scriptures for what he did for the Jewish people. For the sake of Jacob, my chosen one of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by name. I am the Lord. There is no other. There is no God besides me. Please hear that. Just hear that much. There is no other God besides God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. I've given my life to him. I'm not blowing my horn. I'm just saying I know that he loves us and I want to love him in return. And all of us can do that, each in our own way, in our state in life, our walk in life. Each of us can put God first. Sometimes emergencies come up, I understand. But give God as much as you can. Give God a little time in the morning, and then give God a little time when you're getting ready to go to bed or before you go to sleep. Give God a little time. Listen to him. You say, well, I don't hear anything. You just be there. Let God know that you really didn't just try it once or twice and nothing happened. God isn't there. Yes, God is there. He's waiting to see if you really mean it. If you're not just doing something that this nun told me to do, what you want to do is enter into a relationship with God. So every night, just tell God what the day was like, what was good and what wasn't. In the morning, ask God for courage, for strength, for wisdom, for what you need to do that day. Entrust it all to him. He loves you. Psalm 96 tells us, give the Lord glory and honor. Give the Lord glory and honor. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. For great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. Awesome is he beyond all gods. For all the gods of the nations are things of naught, but the Lord made the heavens. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. That means especially of your heart, of your mind, of your spirit. Are you focused on him? Do you see the incredible privilege it is to come to the presence of God? And we bow before him, tremble before him, all the earth. That is, he is the sovereign authority of all. Above every president, above every leader, men or women in any capacity, he is above it all. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs with equity. That is equality. He looks at us all, every one of us. Brothers and sisters, let's accept his authority. Let's really accept his authority because he loves you and because he wants to lead you home safely to himself forever. This reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. Paul thanking the people for following the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God thanks you for being part of his people. He knows you right now. In whatever circumstances you're in, he knows you and he loves you. And he will show you a way through difficulty if you give him time and space to hear him. He will eventually show you what he wants. But, oh, brothers and sisters, please give God time every day, not just when you're in need. Give God time every day to praise him, to thank him, and to learn from him. And then we have the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. Do you see that? Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin, and he said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" And they replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." Brothers and sisters, we think about paying taxes, we think of salaries, we think of all kinds of things. How often do we think about what we have given the Lord through his church? How have we blessed the Lord by our donation? If all we have is a dollar, can we give that dollar? If we have more, ask the Lord what he wants us to do with the money. It doesn't mean that everything goes to the church. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that we are reaching out to God's house, God's dwelling place, God's presence. Give to God what belongs to God. Please, brothers and sisters, give to God what belongs to God. And give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. In other words, the church and the government. Give what belongs to the church and give what belongs to God. Brothers and sisters, I don't think we're always doing so well at that. We say, gee, I don't have money, I don't have money. Then if all you can give is a penny, give it. And when you can give 5 cents, give it. And 10 cents or a dollar. It's for God's kingdom. It's not just for this church, this man, this whatever. It's for the kingdom of God. Serve it. Give to God what belongs to God. And to give to Caesar, to give to the government what belongs to them. Pay your taxes. But please don't just see the church as an aftersight. You want God's work to be made known. You want God to be made known more and more and more. Brothers and sisters, a few weeks ago I received a phone call from Africa, and it was from a priest there who said to me how much he benefited from my program, how much encouragement he received and hope he received in some of the difficult circumstances that they face. All over the world, people are suffering. All over the world. Brothers and sisters, let us give what we can. I remember my parents used to sit down in the evening one day a week, and they'd talk over what little money they had and how much they should give to the church. And every week the church got money, though they didn't have a lot of it. But every week they gave what they could. Brothers and sisters, God wants us. He wants our hearts. He wants us to follow him. Please, please take a look at your life right now. Are you just going to church on Sunday? Is it a token? Are you praying daily? If all you can do to get to Mass is on Sundays, are you going? Are you worshiping him? Are you thanking him for what he has done for us? We need to grow in faith, especially in a difficult time like this. We need to grow in faith. God's here. God knows what he has allowed to have happen to many, many countries right now. This is a pandemic. It's not just here. And he loves us right now. What can you learn from this time that could make you a better man or woman? What can you learn? Think about that. Because God wants us through everything, every difficulty, to draw closer to him and to learn from him. What's one thing you could do? It might be a small thing, that's all right. Whatever it is that you could do for God in your own life, please, brothers and sisters, take time to ask God. Wait upon him. And love him more and more. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.